It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hi there.
Do you have the worst luck of anyone I know?
I feel like I've got a bit of a target on my back.
Are you okay? Like, okay, to fill you in, you got into another car accident, didn't you?
Yeah. So you remember, maybe you recall, last June.
I was going to say, you got into an accident on the Snyder last year, right?
Yeah, on the Snyder, I got plowed into in the back. And
that's what she said. Come on now.
Pushed into a truck in the front, so I got crunched front and back. A car was totaled. So got a new-to-me car, which I absolutely adore.
Sure.
And I had the kids in the car with me. We were coming out of Lake Forest, and people who live in this area know this is an awful stretch of road where Lake Forest, the two sides of Lake Forest meet at Aiken. I'm looking to turn left, just sitting there at the entrance, and I saw on the other side a car just start to just kind of jut across to the other side of Lake Forest and just right in front of another car. Like, this other car had zero time to even try
react.
To brake.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, no. I just saw it. All the whole thing happened. And then that car that got hit then was sent sailing into my door. Airbags deploy all the way down. Impact was pretty forceful and kind of lifted the car up a little bit.
Did you think it was going to like tip over?
Yeah, my daughter thought it was going to tip over.
Oh, geez.
And it was just, you know, one of those moments was, did that just happen? I like,
right.
Remember the vision of this car just sailing directly head first into my door. And so I'm a little, I was already in treatment for neck and back stuff from the first accident. So yeah, that's all. Still real messed up and just, you know, headaches every night because of it. But other than that, everybody walked away. But, you know, the lady that started the whole thing, she, did I hit her?
Oh, jeez.
Yes, hon. You did pull out right in front of her.
When you see someone getting ready to like get into an accident or start, you're like, no.
Oh yeah. And I'm already slamming on the brake. I'm stopped, but I'm just I'm just tensing up like, no. And yeah, it was one of those. And the kids had never been in an accident before. So they were a little shaken up. Jake was fine. He got out and kind of took some pictures for me while I was trying to figure out how to get out of my car.
Right. Because it crunched the driver's door, right?
Yeah, it did. And there were, you know, the curtain airbag was kind of blocking everything. So fortunately, we didn't live far. My husband was able to come and he had to get a knife and cut half the airbag down so that I could at least see to get it home.
Jeez.
It could still drive. It's mostly just my door.
Okay.
Got a little on the front panel and then of course.
So do you think they're going to be able to like just repair that part of your car?
I hope so.
Right.
I really
hope
so.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that, you know, you're all right and your kids are okay and everything like that.
It could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, for sure.
I am thanking my lucky stars. I was kind of like, you know what, am I twice cursed or am I twice blessed that it wasn't worse? I think I'm twice blessed.
There you go.
Trying to look at it like that. Cars can be fixed. We all walked away.
Yes.
Even the two other ladies, the officer that responded was pretty quick. He was there between like 10, 15 minutes. So that was helpful.
But all right.
You can tell that's happened a lot because some of the people coming out of Lake Forest are like, can you move? I can't really see.
They're like, yeah.
All right.
They're like, yeah.
They're kind of used to it.
We understand you got into an accident. It happens.
It happens
around this
a
area.
Lot right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
A
I mean,
lot.
I was going to say, there are those certain areas of town that you know you're like, man, it is a nightmare turning like left out of this development.
I was ready to settle in. Like, I was not even going to attempt it until it was all clear.
Yeah.
Like, all the way clear.
Yeah.
And so I knew that was going to be a tricky area anyway, but then just to watch all that happen. And the day before, I was talking to a neighbor of mine whose mom had just got in a car accident, just one little intersection up.
Mm-hmm.
Where Aiken and Bush Farm turned down it right in kind of in front of where Stouffer Elementary is, like that, and her mom's car. I mean, that was going to be totaled. And so I was trying to talk her through, all right, here's the process that you have to go through from my previous experience. And then literally
you had to do it. Yeah, man.
Yeah. It's just really, it's bizarre, but it's crazy because people do fly through that area and they just, it's tough. There is an area that's kind of got a little bit of a hill, But that was not that direction. Like, you should have been able to see her. So.
Yeah. And, you know, it's weird because whenever I'm driving in newer areas of town or areas of town that I don't frequent, so I don't know the road, perfect.
Yeah.
You know, I try to keep it to kind of the speed limit and everything.
Yeah.
And I can always tell when there are quote locals that are around because they are right up on me.
Right.
And I'm buddy. And I know. And I'm just thinking, I'm like, listen, I understand you know this area like the back of your hand.
Yes.
I don't. So
yes.
Right. I know.
Patience.
Yeah.
Patience.
My gosh, it's crazy. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, glad that you're okay. And
my poor back and neck, they're just gonna be like, nope, we're just gonna be screwed up forever.
Now do we get a chance to see Kelly Kay in a neck brace?
No.
Aww.
We don't have that going on.
All right.
But it's just,
can you do it
like,
just for the photo?
Okay. Well, hunt me down a real nice neck brace.
can we do it just for the photo and then maybe blacken your eye? Maybe for the insurance adjusters?
For the yeah, sure. I think that's called fraud.
No one would tell on you, Kelly.
Oh, okay.
We're just spitballing here. We're not devising anything.
I am a little nervous because I did kind of overhear the officer. First of all, I think he was talking to the insurance person for the lady that started all of it and said, you know, we're going to issue your client a citation. And then I also heard him say, I've never heard of that insurance company before. So I'm a little concerned.
It's Bob and Derek's back home insurance.
Bob's insurance.
You know
we
what?
Got hey, you covered.
That's right. Hey, you know what? I'm sure it'll be all right.
I'm sure it's going to be fine.
I'm sure it's going to be fine.
And I'm hoping that I can get a rental car at some point because the last time it took about 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, you're broadcasting from home
available today.
So,
yeah. So there you go.
All right.
That's my life currently. But again, thankful it wasn't worse. We all walked away.
Yeah. No kidding. And a quick stop in the sports department real quick. First of all, Pat Kelsey, a.k.a. PK, a.k.a. Coach Kelsey, is doing things to the Cardinal Nation fandom. Definitely has the Cards on the right path. It was just a year ago. The Yum Center was barely even attended.
Oh, wow.
Now it's filling out and the Cards are looking good. They just beat up on Syracuse, Virginia, and then tonight they're taking on the Mustangs at 9 p.m. So, yeah.
They're on the Kelsey train.
They are on the Kelsey train.
Toot, get on board.
And how can you not? This dude is just infectious with everything that he says. He is like the Ted Lasso of Louisville Cardinal basketball. So, love to see that. And then, I mean, heck, it wouldn't really be. I would be remiss if I didn't bring up your precious Golden Domers.
Oh, look at that. What happened? I have no idea.
Oh my god!
I got no clue.
Okay. Hang on. Let's just go down the wormhole real quick. And do you know that there was a college football national championship game?
I do now.
It was played last night.
Oh, great!
Do you know who was playing in the game?
I have a guess that the Gold Domers?
Notre Dame, yes.
Yep.
Notre Dame was one of the teams.
Yay!
And Ohio State was the other.
Oh, that's right. You're Buckeyes. Oh, this is why you were invested.
Now listen, yes. I am from Columbus, and when we are born, we are given a tattoo of a Buckeye leaf on our foot.
That is much.
Hey, you know what? It happens when you're in Columbus.
Okay. I grew up in a household that cheered for Notre Dame.
I know.
That was my home area team. But
I know.
Mildly just invested. Like, tell me what happened and I'll say yay.
I know. You're mildly invested. You went to Purdue.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand. It was.
You miss it and the Irish have hope. It's good. And Ohio State, national champions.
That's right.
The longest, toughest postseason climb in the history of the sport. And after all that, it's Ohio State together at the mountaintop.
Yep. 34-23 over Notre Dame, and
dang,
it was a good game to see. I am a little tired, but it's okay. It's the things that we go through, Kelly.
Right. Yeah. Which again is why I'm not really invested. Well, I don't need that kind of stress in my life.
Yeah. That's why.
Right.
not that you don't care anything about this sport.
No. I really just care about the sports my kids are playing or the ones that I'm playing. Yeah.
Oh,
but I don't really
play sports?
I did.
Okay, all right.
Back in the day.
Okay.
I played all the sports. I'm a sportsy sports gal. I just don't get invested in professional sports and, like, hinge all my emotions on them.
Well, yeah. You could argue and say college sports are bordering on professional sports. Yes.
Oh, but they are now, for sure.
But yes. Yeah. But, anyways.
Oh, I'm Ohio so State. Happy for you, Sparky.
Thank you very much.
I know you're the only one in the area that cares, but yes.
I know.
It's a great
but
thing.
But look, I started it with cards.
Yes, you did.
With U of L, and they're on their streak. And I'm loving it. And yeah, so anyways. Hey, coming up next, it is a fun little, I think, poll. We're gonna ask some interesting questions, and the only way you're going to know who and how it's answered is based on our reaction, because it's going to be the raise your hand poll, okay?
Because, you know, we thought anonymity.
Yeah, anonymity is going to be the best way to go about this.
Sure.
Yes.
That's how we're going to feel safe to answer.
Right. So that's next. All right, so we're trying a segment right now called the raise your hand poll, okay? This is one where we're going to ask each other to raise our hand if any of the following things apply to us, all right?
For those of you listening, you're like, well, we're not going to be able to see that, but you're going to hear the reaction, so you'll probably know.
Yeah, right, exactly. So this is a little peek behind the curtain, if you will, of the show here. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. So some of these interesting questions, you'll be able to see who's raising their hand, but you're not going to be able to hear who's raising their hand, okay? So without further ado, we'll start, all right? Should I, here, let me
get a music. Yeah, okay, there you go.
Nice little music.
That makes it sound whimsical.
Whimsical! Raise your hand poll. Yeah, now the people who are watching on the various social media apps and things like that. Yeah, exactly. They'll be able to see exactly who answers what.
But don't tell anybody. It's our secret.
All right. So raise your hand if you've left a negative review on Yelp or a social media about a company or a service.
It was passive aggressive, though.
Kelly! Okay, one person raised their hand on the show. I don't think you understand the purpose of this bit.
Hypothetically speaking, they might have left a passive aggressive, like general vague, didn't name check anyone, but was just putting it out there that maybe
Kelly,
you
this is not
do better next time.
Okay, all right. So
I'm not going to do well at this game.
No, you're not. No. All right, here we go. Raise your hand poll.
I got one. Raise your hand if you've ever had hemorrhoids. Oh, we're getting personal.
One person on the show has raised their hand.
Okay.
Raise your hand if you've ever been wrongfully accused of a crime.
Ooh. Not that I'm aware of.
Zero people have raised their hand. All right.
All right. How about this? Wow. All right. Raise your hand if you've had a naughty dream about a family member.
Oh. Ow.
I'm going sideways.
Wait, you're not supposed to say! All right, 1.5 people have raised their hand.
Failing at this game.
You need to stop. You need to stop admitting these, Kelly. That's not the purpose of this game. This is a raise your hand game. And again, we're doing this, we're raising our hands for those who are watching online.
Why is it, you gotta have, part of the fun is hearing the story.
All right, so.
Justin Bieber making out with Justin Bieber in River Falls Mall. That was mine. We've known
that. But that's not a family member.
But I know, that was my sideways. It wasn't like straight up because it wasn't.
But I'm talking cousins too, and you've already, okay, never mind. Raise your hand if you've ever been called out for swearing in public.
Oh.
One person has raised their hand.
Yep. And the other person was there to witness it.
And the consultant was there to play it back for us.
There was a meeting.
Raise your hand if you've ever ghosted someone.
Oh. Oh. What if you've been ghosted?
All right. So one person on each question has answered that.
Yeah.
Raise your hand, poll.
Raise your hand if you've ever cried on your way to work.
Come on now, really? I think so.
Really?
I can't remember for what.
You didn't cry at your kid's birth or your wedding.
Maybe I was crying thinking of Braveheart. The movie.
Okay.
All right, raise your hand if you've ever danced naked in the last month.
God, my eyes.
Kelly, for the love of God, will you stop reacting that way? One person on the show has raised their hand. Has raised his or her hand.
This is a bad formula for a game. This is a bad formula. All right, raise your hand if you've ever had a conversation out loud with a dead person you've lost.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, two people. Two people have raised their hand.
Yes.
All right.
Two out of the two people that are on the show.
I've had a conversation with a dead person. That's natural.
All right, here's one.
All right.
Raise your hand if you've ever eaten anything out of the trash. Yes, sir. Sorry, one person. One person on the show.
Hey, there's no anonymity here. This is not a safe space.
Listen, word's getting around. People are logging on because they want to see the train wreck happening.
Okay.
Pizza out of the trash. Anyway.
Raise your hand if you've ever sung a grown-up Christmas list in public.
Stop it! Stop! That's not fair. That is a tailored question. Stop it.
One person on the show has raised their hand.
Stupid. Okay. Raise your hand if you've ever mistaken a stranger for someone you know and had an awkward conversation. Yeah.
One person. I will say one person has raised his or her hand more than the other person has.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Raise your hand if you've ever gotten stuck in a piece of furniture. All right.
Two people.
Two out of two.
Although I feel like we need stories. Why are we answering them without sharing stories?
Well, because it's giving away. So if two out of two, I think, is legit. If we both do it, then it's... All right, so what's your story?
Okay, so I got stuck in the glider when my son was a newborn. He fell asleep on me, and I had a C-section, and I couldn't hoist myself out. And so I was sitting there going, help, trying not to wake him up and try to get my husband's attention so he could come help me out. And he didn't get it, so I stayed there all night.
Yeah, so I was a little kid, and I got stuck in a clothes hamper when I was playing hide-and-seek. So,
oh, good spot.
Yeah.
You probably won the game, though, right?
I mean, it was kind of scary there for a little bit. All right.
Okay.
All right, let's wrap this up. One more. Raise your hand if you've ever accidentally farted in front of a stranger, crop dusted. All right, we're not giving you the answer on that. You're just going to have to go back
game.
And look at the tape on that. We're not going to say...
Nope. Not at all.
All right. Was that a fun game? Should we do it again sometime?
Oh, Holly thinks it's weird.
It's all right. Listen, Holly, sometimes we have to do weird things on the show, all right?
Sometimes we do.
All right.
We're putting it out there.
There you go.
But I feel like this game needs the stories, though. I mean, what good is it to get an answer without hearing the story? That's my thought.
How about next hour, we will tell the stories so we are free and clear of this segment?
Next hour? Okay. Because they're not going to know who's telling the story.
Right, exactly. We'll do that. All right.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, on 99.7 DJX. Boy, it was testy for a few hours on the internet as TikTok was down for less than 24 hours this past weekend. There were ways to deal with it, and then there were not ways to deal with it. the not ways to deal with it is what we're focusing on now in this setting the bar story.
Yeah, this is what not to do.
Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to burn down your congressman's office because the app went dark, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yep, 19-year-old there in Wisconsin. He tried to do it, told cops he did it because he was upset about TikTok going away.
Are you serious? Like you thought that was going to be a valid excuse.
Yeah, like
hey, when they hear why, they're going to understand.
Right, right, exactly. Now, luckily, the fire was all outside. It was all contained outside because cops and the fire department knocked the flames down with fire extinguishers, and the firefighters got there and handled the rest of it. The fire never got actually inside the building.
That's good news.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, the congressman.
We got a call early this morning. Apparently last night around 1 o'clock, some 19-year-olds from Menasha came down and decided to try to set our office on fire. They didn't get in the office, but nevertheless, there was a lot of smoke in the office, which is obviously going to result in a lot of damage. A lot of the siding, an air conditioner look like they're quite damaged. But I suppose in today's world, you know, things just keep getting worse. And rather than just call my office and saying, let's open up TikTok, he decided to try to burn it down.
Yeah. So I guess he was still there when police got there.
Wow.
And he was just sitting there watching it burn.
Watching his handiwork.
Yeah, yeah. And they said he was arrested at the scene because, quote, he was just sitting there watching it burn.
So, okay. All right.
Again, you know, I don't know if... Hey, look. I get why you could be upset, especially if you're making millions of dollars off an app, as some influencers are. And all of a sudden, that's ripped away from you.
Methinks he wasn't one of those.
He probably wasn't. I don't know. I mean,
I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're not releasing his name or anything like that. But, like, yeah.
But there are better ways to try to get things done and to reach out to, you know what? He was trying to go through the proper protocols, reaching out to his congressman.
He just did it in a good way.
You can send emails.
All right. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to burn down your congressman's office because an app went dark, you're doing okay.
Yeah, it's really not going to put your agenda to the top of his list.
All right. There you go. That is your setting the bar story. Do you have an irrational fear? I thought it was kind of funny. Kate Winslet was doing the talk show circuit and admitted this.
I'm honestly not brilliant with cows. And
I like how she says brilliant. Not brilliant. Yeah, I know.
I know that sounds... No, but listen. Listen.
Really?
Okay, but listen, here's the thing. Someone said to me, well, you've got to learn how to read a field of cows.
You got to learn how to read a
field. Read a field of cows?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. This is how it was born.
No, you got to be careful, because if they turn, they've gone. I said, what do you mean? Well, if their tails are swishing and they're flicking like that and there's flies, that means they're not happy. They might charge you. And I thought, oh my God, this is the thing I never knew. And I go hiking all the time, and regularly footpaths will take you through fields of cows.
Right.
And I have decided that they are going to stampede.
So she's just decided.
She's afraid of a potential cow stampede.
Right, exactly.
When she's hiking.
Exactly, okay. When she's hiking because she sees cows and now has...
And she's been told that they can sometimes not be happy.
Right. If you see their tail flicking, then...
And beware.
Then, and they turn around, then beware.
Wow.
Of cows.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what we call an irrational fear.
Right.
Because
that's something you're going to have to worry about.
Well, and it wasn't born out of anything traumatic.
No, just a story that maybe it could.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
no personal experience, but okay.
No, exactly. And I grew up in central Ohio, but there was a thing with some of the high schoolers would go and do a thing called cow tipping.
Oh, yeah. Where people did that where I was from too, northern Indiana.
Yeah, I guess it's just a thing that you do when you're bored and in high school and live in
not nice.
Ohio and in Indiana.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you you kind of jump into the cow field and try to push over a cow while they're sleeping. Now listen, cows are like 1,000-pound animals. So not easy to do. I never did it myself.
Same. I never did either. Heard about people that did though.
Yeah. So what's your irrational fear? Jessica texts in and says, I'm absolutely terrified that a snake is going to come up out of the toilet drain and bite me.
Listen, that's probably because of our show. We've had many stories of that actually happening. Most of them in like Thailand, but still.
No, not all of them.
Well, a lot of them.
But she says.
I think that only happens in Thailand.
She says, my mom grew up in a desert area and told me that she saw a snake in the toilet one time.
Okay, yeah.
And ever since, I think about it every single time I sit down.
Oh, no. Now I might start thinking about that.
Well, and I like... Porta potties are another thing where it's, you know, you got to kind of wonder what's in there, right?
Right. Oh, I don't know. I don't really want to wonder about that. I don't.
Stephanie says the same thing. Irrational fear of a snake being in the toilet.
Yeah.
And then she also says irrational fear of my dogs falling through a storm drain.
Okay.
That's interesting because I remember when I was younger, I had a miniature dachshund. My mom had a miniature dachshund, right? And her name was Frida. And
Frida.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Right. And so we would take Frida for a walk, or I would take Frida for a walk. And I always thought about that because she was so small and these storm drains were like, you know, big. And I was like, man, I got to steer clear when I'm crossing the street to make sure that she doesn't fall down a storm drain.
Keep her on the leash. Yeah. So you can kind of yank her away a little bit if need be.
I think maybe a little bit of that same fear, Stephanie, that you did. But yeah, my irrational fear probably has to do with like being on a ship in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
I
don't do cruises.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've never even been on a cruise.
No, I haven't either, and I don't want to be.
I don't know.
Because I'm fine with not.
There is something about the vast open water where you can't see land anywhere.
Titanic. Nope.
Where and knowing that there is a whole marine life of creatures
right
underneath you.
That would like to make you food.
Nope. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
That I'm just like, nope. Don't need it.
Not going to test it.
Maybe a small irrational fear is flying on an airplane over bodies of water like that.
Sure. Yes. Castaway. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, I've done some of those international flights before, mm-hmm. and, you know, a large part of that flight is
over water.
Over a water. Yes, exactly. Yep. And so just thinking, man, if this plane goes down.
Yeah.
That would not make me very happy.
No.
That would not make me very happy.
No, it's not. Yeah. With cruises, I know people like love cruises, and there's some amazing cruise boats, cruise ships that have all the things and amusement parks on them and all the things. You go to all these different ports of call and people, but a couple of reasons. It's the whole, I don't want to Titanic it. And also, I don't want to get sick. You hear about like people getting sick a lot.
Sure.
I don't want to be throwing up on a cruise ship. I just don't want to test it.
Irrational fear. This is after Kate Winslet admitted that cows.
Yeah.
Cows. And the way she said it.
I'm honestly not brilliant with cows.
I'm not brilliant with cows.
So that's how we say it. If you're afraid of something,
I'm not brilliant with cruise ships or the open water. Jamie texts in and says, I always think someone is hiding behind the shower curtain when I'm going to the bathroom.
Thank you, Psycho. Thank you, Psycho, the movie.
Well, I mean, I remember that was when we'd play hide and seek in the house. That was a place to hide.
Yeah.
Right there in the bathroom. So anyways, good calls there are in good stories. We will, maybe we can revisit this, coming up a little later in the show.
Yeah. Brittany's trying to talk us down off the ledge about cruises. She says, Disney Cruise Lines, they ran a buy two, get two free special. So now I love Disney Cruises.
It was the BOGO deal that got her over the hump of irrational fears.
We bought some sort of cruise. It was one of those deals. And they sent a picture. It was for their anniversary years ago. They sent a picture of their boat parked next to the Disney cruise ship. And it was comical.
It looked like
a tugboat compared to it. It was really like cartoonish.
That's the difference
in size.
All right. Well, text us 502-795-1997. We'll revisit this coming up a little later on 99.7 DJX. Good stuff. We've dealt with freezing temperatures, lots of snow. We are equipped somewhat for that. Like, we've got snow plows in the city and salt trucks and stuff like that. Not nearly as many as, you know, maybe northern states and northern cities and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But at least we're not the South. Right around the Gulf of Mexico, there are blizzard warnings
for
cities like Houston and Mobile, Alabama.
And New
Orleans, Louisiana, and Florida. Like, these cities don't even have a snowplow. And there are blizzard warnings.
Wow.
Insane.
Oh, that's not great.
No, not at all. Not at all. So at least I understand, you know, we've experienced some record snowfalls already this year. And it shut down our city. But imagine if we didn't even have one plow.
That would be bad.
I mean, that would be totally bad. So anyways,
It happens enough to where I'm actually considering like getting a snowblower or something like that.
Other than
a shovel.
Yeah, you know, I thought about that too, but it's like one of those things where it happens once every couple years.
I know, and that's why I haven't in the past.
I know.
But this particular with the ice that
compacted terrible.
The snow,
terrible.
It was so hard to shovel. And
it was terrible.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, there are still streets that just are ice covered and have
those
ruts and all that
stuff. Yeah, there's so many
neighborhoods
that don't get touched.
Right. All right, hey, coming up next, we got a feel-good story for you.
Yeah, so we need to talk about Uber Dog. And I'm not talking about a dog that's driving an Uber. He's more of like a viral co-pilot.
Okay.
That's charming the internet.
All right.
And the passengers.
All right, got it. And then we have an update for you on a group therapy that we had. I guess it would have been a couple weeks ago. Would it have been?
It's been like a week and a half, I think.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. So anyways, we'll recap, we'll fill you back in, and then we'll give you the update on the way on 99.7 DJX. All right, hey, let's do a feel good. By the way, we do this every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly K.
Yeah, this is kind of a warm fuzzy. Kevin has been picking up Uber riders all over Colorado for over 10 years, but he started bringing his dog Bowie along on his rides after adopting him 2.5 years ago.
Mm. Yes, he loves pets.
Oh, that's
handsome,
man.
Bowie.
Hello.
That's too funny.
I'm glad
we
Ubered. I've never been happier in my entire life. $19 Uber.
Oh, so the dog comes around on the Uber drives?
He's
on
in the
Uber
passenger
rides?
Seat Aww. In the front. And yeah, just kind of riding like a good boy. And, you know, when the passengers get in, they're kind of surprised to see a dog, but they instantly fall in love with him because he's adorable.
Yeah.
And of course, he's got a big social media presence. He's got over 522,000 followers.
Oh my gosh.
Super famous. And, you know, has earned Kevin a lot of regulars.
Sure.
Like they want him to pick them up anytime they need one. And in fact, there was one video that he shared on TikTok of a guy that got in, literally had to put his dog down that morning, and he felt like there was an absolute reason why he was put in that car,
in that Uber. Oh my gosh.
Bowie and make him feel better and just give him some pets. And yeah, it was pretty amazing. You can again see his videos, start following him. He's super cute at WDJX.com.
So a couple weeks ago we had a message from a listener. We talked to a listener. She wanted to remain anonymous because she was frustrated that her husband, who lost his job, was lacking motivation to kind of get back on the horse and find a new job.
And also seemed to be like checking out of their marriage too.
Which
wasn't great.
Yeah, and he was, you know, spending a lot of his time gaming, which, hey, you know what? As a hobby, gaming, I get it. You know, it's a...
But when you're spending, like, a ton of time and then making jokes with your gaming buddies, like, don't ever get married and stuff like that, she was starting to feel really disrespected.
Yeah, and there were a lot of people that were like, yeah, that's kind of a red flag. Like, you
know... Well, a lot of people mentioned he might be depressed.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it kind of becomes your identity. And if you lose that, then, yeah, you can be kind of a ship without a sail.
You feel lost. There are a lot of people that I think had a lot more compassion than I thought they would initially. Because, you know, when you kind of hear on the surface, oh, guy's just spent all his time gaming, doesn't want to get a job, and is being mean to his wife. I thought most people would be like, well, then dump him.
Yeah.
And there were some
jerk.
Of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were some of those. But then there were others that are just like, maybe he's depressed and you need to really, you know, figure out. And she was just trying to find the right words to reach him, to get him motivated enough to re-engage in the job search and in their marriage and kind of stop spending so much time gaming.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Got a bit of an update for you. Mm-hmm. And possibly more advice needed.
Okay.
I gave my husband a list of things I needed from him in the next 2 weeks to move forward, including cutting out gaming. The first 2 days after giving him this list were spent talking about it and then moping in bed. He finally decided he was going to accept the terms, but then didn't live up to the expectations listed in the letter. He says he's trying, but he's definitely not putting in 100%. There's always an excuse, like my head is hurting all day. I didn't sleep well. I was processing the letter, stuff like that. I also went out with friends a couple of times this past week for a much needed night out. My husband was so insecure about it that he repeatedly tried to guilt trip me into coming home early both times. My friend group is split on what they think I should do. A couple think I should give him grace, repair the marriage. Others think I should divorce him.
Oh, wow.
They don't have kids. My husband wants to stay together as well, but I'm not happy lately, and I don't see things changing anytime soon. So what do you guys think?
Oh, wow. I think if he says he wants to stay together, I think that's interesting because he was talking to his friends earlier, at least, you know, that you said before that he was like, oh, you know, don't ever get married, you know, making those sort of like quips.
Yeah, he was saying really unkind things to his gamer friends, which was really hurtful to her.
Right. And
when
you know,
she's been supporting them and doing all this stuff and trying to be, you know, let him kind of go through his process. But now it's like, at what point, when he's kind of showing no signs of pulling himself out of it?
Your timeline is going to be your timeline. And, you know, I know you said 2 weeks, so I don't know where we're falling with that timeline right now, but...
Or how long it was going on before she reached out.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But she said he had been out of work for quite some time. I don't know what that means.
If it is depression, which I still think it probably is, I would try that road of you know, making an effort to have him talk to someone, you know, whether it be a marriage counselor or whether it be, you know, some sort of professional where you're making an effort to try to get him help. And you know, I don't want it to seem like, okay, you've got to do all the work, you know, because I know you're feeling that right now, that you are already doing all the work. And it's like, oh, gosh, now I got to do this for him now, too. But
I think she just needs him to at least show like he is trying to make an effort, meet her halfway with a lot of things. Emily says on Facebook, if he truly is depressed, he has to want to seek help and change that. Mm-hmm. She cannot be expected to carry the marriage indefinitely if he doesn't want to address his mental health. I completely agree with standing by your partner in good and bad times, that sometimes one person has to give more than the other. However, that can only last so long. And it kind of sounds like she's at that point, which is why she's reaching out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. All right. So what's your take on this? 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories and comments, especially if you've been through this and maybe can shed a little like advice as to what you did to get through it. Think that would help. All right.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are really coming down hard on her. Like, you said in sickness and health, and you're just like kicking him when he's down, kind of a thing. So I think we need to kind of have an understanding of where both sides are,
yeah,
and just try a more productive way instead of like shaming her for being frustrated with how things are going,
sure,
and feeling abandoned in her marriage.
All right, 502-795-1997. Kind of right in the middle of group therapy where, you know, we talked to Anna before and she's been dealing with a husband who got laid off and has been gaming and kind of exhibiting characteristics of depression. Gave him a timeline, said, hey, I'm going to need you to pull yourself together like 2 weeks. And
she laid out like specifically what she needs him to do for her to be able to stay in the marriage, and he's kind of half-heartedly says he's trying, but not really. And so she's kind of hitting the wall.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's talking about, you know, sleep habits and all sorts of stuff. And Danielle texts in and says, cut back on gaming may actually help your sleep habits. That is true, too.
Yeah. Lindsay says, sounds like he's not fully committed to making the changes you need. You give him an inch, he'll take two. It's very important that to you that he accepts some responsibility and get a job to turn things around. And if he's not taking that seriously and taking your desires into account, then this is just going to continue. And coming from someone in a similar but different situation whose husband hasn't worked for over 2 years, you'll start to resent him. And this is not a good start to your marriage, especially if kids are involved now or in the future. You don't need to be his mom too. And the longer it goes on, the worse you're going to feel about it.
Kay, what's your thought?
I think the most important thing about her relationship with her husband is to nail this timeline. And I don't think any woman cares to carry the load. I think women are nurturing, most of them are very nurturing. So I don't think she minds carrying the weight. It's just, I'm pretty sure there's other things that's piling up around the house or other things like that that add to the frustration.
Sure.
Like, you know, I came home and you're on the game, but I'll pull out the chicken fry and cook for y'all. You know, we'll cook, but can you pull it out? Like, just be mindful. I think it's mindful. Is that where it probably happens? But the good question is for her if she reaches out and say, hey, how long has this been up? Because 3 months, that's a little borderline for a divorcing. Because if you're divorced in 3 months, there was other issues.
Yeah, right, right.
But if it's been 6 months, a year, I mean, then we're talking about moving on.
Right.
You know, that's the time frame.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Kay.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people mentioned, I think absolutely he needs to get therapy, because if there's a reason why he's just kind of ignoring the situation, diving into his gaming and that kind of stuff, and not trying to find other ways to help out, you know, knowing that his wife is doing, you know, supporting them out of the house.
I don't want to just brush over maybe the whole depression thing. We did get a message from a listener who, I'm not going to say their name, but said, I went through it on the opposite end. I was the depressed. Mm-hmm. It looked like I wasn't trying, but just getting out of bed was exhausting enough. There was a game on my phone that would take my mind off the pain, and I would just get lost in it. I'm glad my fiance stayed by me, but her pushing made it worse. I don't need much, just her quietly in the room and understanding. The more I felt, the more I wanted to get better for her. And a deadline would have been terrifying and stressful for me. It would have caused more depression because it would have been one more thing I would have or could have failed at. If she would have just called and make an appointment with a doctor, that would go far. Or call and have a good friend come over and spend some time with him to boost his spirits. And at the end of the day, remember, depression is a sickness, and how would she react, you know, like with the flu? So,
okay, so therapist.
Yeah.
Therapist is what I'm hearing, that, you know, that's the first step into helping him deal with the depression part.
Yeah, or having a good friend come over and you know, spend some time. But, you know, I like that as perspective, at least, from someone who's been there, maybe in her husband's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it is tough, because how long is
a valid
time to let someone deal and wallow in the depression before you do try to take those first steps to get out of it and to confront it, get through it?
All right. So
that's the hard part. And I'm not sure how far into it she is. I think we're at least a couple months.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I kind of agree with Kay that if it's only been like 3 months or a few weeks or something like that, you got to give it time. You got to try to give him some, or at least give him the tools to try to help. And I also, it's hard for me to say that because I also understand, like, the people that are like, it can be hard to be the other person.
Yeah, it's stressful to carry
to have it on
the
your shoulders.
Whole load.
Yeah.
And then feeling like that he's connecting more with his gamer friends and then disparaging, saying, you know, bad comments about their marriage. It's really hurtful to hear that. So she feels like, you know, I'm kind of alone in this right now. And but, I know he may be feeling the same way, but they need to kind of connect and be and hear each other's feelings, really hear them, and then try to want to, you know, get back on track.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, good luck. I don't envy this position. I mean, this is tough.
No, and we're all invested, so continue to keep us updated. But hopefully the first step, if you can get him interested in therapy, I think that's where you need to go
next. Or you just make the appointment yourself and say, hey, I've got someone that I want you to talk to, and the appointment is next week at 4 o'clock. You know,
I feel like it's going to be helpful
on
all areas for you.
Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy. What's your irrational fear? It's 99.7 DJX. Kate Winslet said this.
I'm honestly not brilliant with cows.
I'm not brilliant with cows. And she didn't really have a good legitimate reason to be terrified of cows, other than the fact that someone just said, hey, you better watch it when they swish their tails. They could charge.
They could be unhappy.
They could be
unhappy. And they might charge. And so it's never happened to her. She was told it could.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So what is your irrational fear? And, you know, I said, man, it's those open bodies of water where you can't see land.
Yep.
And I think that's probably it for me. And I remember... This popped up for my wife where it was going over bridges, especially when there were so many of those, there was a period of time where there were bridges collapsing in the news about once a month. And then the Brent Spence Bridge right over there up near Cincinnati had issues. And she's just like,
nope.
Yeah. I hold my breath when I go over bridges.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of, like, I've never had a desire to go on a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Titanic. Second of all, I don't have any desire to be sick on a cruise ship. And I've heard, you know, that can just spread like wildfire on a cruise ship if people get sick and you'd be thrown up. And no, I want no part of it. Like, I would just send me to a resort and I'm good.
What's your irrational fear?
I have an irrational fear of weed whackers.
Weed whackers. Okay. Okay, do tell.
If I'm using it, I'm fine.
Okay, that's good.
If I see someone else using one, I feel like I'm going to get hit in the face or hit in the eye with a rock or something.
Those can throw things. Yeah.
Sure, I get it. Rachel,
see, I was thinking that you might, like, get your ankle, like, all sliced up from the spinny line.
The
spinny line.
Okay.
Yeah, I want no part of that.
Rachel texts in and says, I have an irrational fear of cannibalism or zombies. Absolutely terrified it will really happen. Wow. That's something.
I'm going to eat your face.
I'm going to eat your face.
I mean, if Walking Dead shows like that have taught us nothing.
My gosh, right?
There's been enough movies made about them.
Got another message from a listener via text, which, by the way, you can always text in 502-795-1997 or comment at Ben and Kelly Show. I loathe staying in a building or a hotel above floor four, for fear of it collapsing.
Oh, anything above four floors?
Fourth floor.
Definitely
She's
in
like,
danger
I'm
of
out.
Collapsing.
I'm
okay.
out. I'm out.
All
nope.
right.
Nope. Nope.
I got it. Laura says, I have a fear of balloons and a can of biscuits.
What?
Because the biscuits can pop.
Oh, yeah. I got it. I got it.
Like, and I guess the balloon popping also not great for Laura.
It's that anticipation. A guy got a text from Brent, says, irrational fear of driving beside a semi on the interstate.
Yes. Worrying
that their tire is going to blow and blow out right in my car.
Yes, that's not going to be great. Mama Shark is kind of the same way. I've got an irrational fear of being behind log trucks.
Oh, well, my gosh. What is it? The movie? That basically sealed it for all of us back in the 90s.
Yep. I want no part of that.
What was yours?
Passing tractor trailers on the highway.
Yeah. Same deal. Same deal. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Brad is afraid of cotton balls.
Why?
I hate the tactile sensation.
Oh, okay.
And Final Destination was the movie we're all thinking about.
That's what it was.
Yes. Because, yes, yeah. It's all about death.
Got one from Meg. Ever since Kevin Ware, former UofL basketball player, had that compound fracture on national TV, I've been terrified of that. Oh. And I live a relatively sedentary lifestyle.
So probably not going to happen. All right.
But yes, I think that scarred us all for a while.
Sure, yes. Amy's afraid of being barefoot in hotel showers.
Okay. These are irrational fears we're going over. And this is
something going to come out of a hotel.
Yeah, I don't know.
Drain? I don't know.
Ashley said that if I put the ceiling fan on high, it'll fall and kill me and I'll die. Well, if it falls and kills you, sorry, it will be.
Right, like I'm just going to get sliced up by the ceiling fan. That's not going to be a good way to go. Nope. Karen says I have to have nightmares about my legs touching things I can't see in the water.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Kind of goes along with fear of open water because all the things.
Yes.
Creatures.
Jesse said, I watched too many horror movies with my cousins growing up.
Sure.
So I have a night light on, and I have to have my covers up over my neck because of vampires.
Because that's going to deter them.
Because of vampires. I love it. These are irrational fears. You know, fears that maybe aren't founded in anything legit.
Yes. Oh, elevators, another text for that. Michael, truck driver, took offense to all the truck driving fears. So.
Well, you know, I'm not saying that.
It's not saying against the driver.
These are irrational fears.
Right.
Irrational fears.
Well, Lisa's got an irrational fear of earthworms. They're looking at you. They're mooning you. You don't know what end is what,
they're
sneaky little bees.
That's funny. You guys.
Gosh.
These are good.
I got another text, terrified of the Burger King king. Like, he's the mascot.
Yeah,
they think he's creepy.
Well, I will say that like, my daughters, I would say that they have an irrational fear of mascots.
Mascots in general.
Yeah. They dislike mascots very much so. Like, Buddy the Bat, didn't want anything to do with him when they were little.
He looks so happy and fun,
Such a happy guy. You know, I've met the dude personally before. Yeah. He's a great guy. And
was that right after your girls melted down meeting him?
Hey, Buddy the Bat! and they're like, no!
Kelly from Crescent Hill, jellyfish. Mm. Sure, no one wants to be stung. But if it keeps you from ever going in the ocean, which it kind of does mean now.
Really?
Yeah, there was a time when we were at Crab Island in Destin.
Okay.
And they had a big inflatable bouncy thing in the middle of Crab Island. And so we had our little rented pontoon boat and we stayed there. And then we had to walk through the water to get to the bouncy. And well, my son got stung like 3 times way to the bouncy.
So that's a rational fear.
That's a rational fear. There were a lot of jellyfish that day. And he got stung a lot. He ended up having to pee on his own arm.
All right, well. We could literally talk about this because you guys are texting in a lot. So
a second. Dan's going to shut it down, though.
All right. Last one.
Dan is afraid of being framed for murder or any other major crime.
Okay.
I've always had a fear of ending up in the wrong place
at the wrong time.
It's going to be like mistaken identity, but that's the guy.
And then you get nervous when you're under interrogation and then you end up incriminating yourself
they think you're guilty.
Yeah.
Yep. Why are you so nervous?
And you're like,
okay, I did it.
All right, those are good. Feel good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So 18-year-old Brandon and his girlfriend had gone to the dock at McNeely Lake Park in southeast Jefferson County. Just wanted to watch the sunset, and they ended up hearing cries for help from about 100 yards away.
Oh, wow.
Two teenage girls had broken through the ice and were struggling to stay afloat. So he immediately ran over and went to help while his girlfriend called 911.
Ran over. Didn't even think about it. I mean, at that point, when I fell in, that's when it kind of hit me this is fight or flight moment. You know, I got up under the ice, pushed it up. This is cold. I need to get out of here. We need to get out of here. I just kept thinking my family, and I was motivated. Worst comes to worst, I wanted her out. That's honest truth.
Wow.
And he got them both out.
Okay.
And by the time, you know, firefighters got there to spawn, they checked them all over. And they said, good work, but that was stupid.
Yeah.
And he said, I was like, you're right, that was stupid. But, I mean, what else could you do? You know, there was nobody else around. And he did rescue them and save their lives. He didn't even get the girls' names. So he said, you know, they were in shock, obviously, like what just happened. But it's totally understandable.
Yeah.
But there you go. I mean,
I just
they survived because of him.
Well, I mean, that is great. And, you know, I immediately, It's a Wonderful Life comes to mind where, you know, he,
George
Bailey. Yes, exactly. He rushes when his brother.
Hurt his ear, but he saved his brother.
Right. But then I just saw a Facebook post from a business and, you know, it goes away as soon as you refresh it. So I can't find it. But anyways, they're hooking him up with a free pair of boots.
That's great.
For helping out those kids too. So, yeah,
that's
good stuff.
Amazing. Yep. So, way to go, Brandon. You can see the full story. DRB had it on our website, WDJX.com.
So, there is a tinge of rich people problem with this conundrum that she finds herself in.
Okay.
A tinge.
A tinge?
So, she shared a post on social media. 16-year-old daughter got invited to travel with friends to Costa Rica and along with her friend's parents, right, and grandparents. So it was kind of like a family trip for her friend.
Right.
And she got invited
she
along.
A friend.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. So it almost sounded like, hey, go ahead and invite a friend. I don't know if she was an only child or if she had siblings who were allowed to invite someone to. But nonetheless, this 16-year-old got invited to a family vacation to Costa Rica. Very cool, right? After the vacation was over, mom gets a bill for the full trip.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And she's like, I assume they were only going to charge us for her food and activities like zip lining. Nope.
Yeah, the
like
whole
everything.
The whole trip.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh.
which I thought, wow, okay, because yes, like you, maybe could assume that. All right, sure, we'll get incidentals. We'll get like the food. We'll get it. Like if you guys go on any sort of excursions, we'll happily pay for our daughter to do and attend that sort of thing.
Yeah, you have that conversation before, don't
you? You think?
Yes.
You think?
I mean, you know, and I always, if my kids have been invited to go on a trip and, you know, my daughter has before, and I always say, okay, what do I need to cover? And, you know, just like, hey, just the flight or,
right.
You know, that kind of thing. Or it's never really the lodging. And, you know, they just kind of say, no, we got you hash that out first. Like, what are you going to cover? What do you need me to cover?
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, my family goes on vacation up to Lake Erie every single year. And for the past probably 10 years or so, you know, my daughters have invited a friend. And yeah, I mean, not to be like, oh, we're better than you. But yes, like you're saying. We cover everything. Like we cover the admission in to the gated community that we stay at. You know, we cover the lodging and things like that. Now, if they want to go out and, you know, spend money at.
Go shopping.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, go shopping, stuff like that. That's for you. But, you know, we want you to be a
and
part
meals.
Of our family. Right. And,
yes.
Well, even meals, it's like the big meals. Yeah. Yeah. But if they want to go and have a snack or go, you know, hey, we're going to go get lunch over here, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Then that's what they want to do. But man, you're right. Like, how was this not discussed?
Yes, how do you not discuss this? It's Costa Rica.
How was this not discussed beforehand?
There had to be flights involved, all the things. Like, how do you not say, what do you need me to cover? Like, what's it going to cost for her part?
Right, exactly.
So you can plan for that.
I don't understand how that wasn't even brought up by the 16-year-old's mom, the friend's mom, where it was like, okay, sure, you can go on this trip, What do we need to do? Where are you saving? Or where are you staying? Can I cover some of this? Whatever, blah, blah, blah. And having
but
that.
On the same hand, the mom that invited needed to be forthcoming if she was going to expect the old other yes. mom to pay. Like, okay, so here's the breakdown of what it's going to cost.
Hey, your friend, your daughter's invited, but, you know, we want to, we're trying to
she's
be
gonna
a baller
pay.
On a budget.
Yes.
So, you know.
So here's going to be her part. Yes. Is that something you guys can swing? Like right. that, those, how did neither of the moms in this situation have any sort of discussion
like,
on a
yes.
big trip? Like, that's not like a, hey, we're going to go get the cabin in Gatlinburg for the weekend. Like, this is
like,
Costa
okay, great,
Rica.
Have fun.
Yes. This is Costa Rica. I don't understand how that conversation
yeah,
went. And so I feel like the fault kind of lays on both the moms.
Kind of both the moms, yeah. And
but I think but in this situation, she got to suck it up and pay, I guess,
well,
right?
Well, but so Susie texts in and it brings up a good point. Inviting her like that, and the friend who was going to Costa Rica, the invitation kind of made it sound like it was covered.
Agreed. Because whenever it comes down to like going on a date, whoever invites the person on the date, I think, is assumed you're covering the date, right?
Yeah, unless
it's the same concept.
Unless you say, "Hey, let's go grab lunch, go Dutch, or whatever."
Exactly. Yes. So I think absolutely the mom who got the bill is right to be shocked that she got a bill because that was a correct assumption that they are covering everything.
But yeah.
However, fact she didn't ask beforehand, like, what can I cover?
I
what's that going to cost? What's her part? What do we need to prepare for? None of that was said.
You know, I think, you know, maybe, yes, you're going to have to pay, like you
yeah.
said, kind of. But maybe it's a, all right, sure. I know we didn't discuss this ahead of time, mm-hmm. but go ahead and give me an itemized bill.
Yep.
And, you know, I'll take a look at that and then, you know, we'll figure it out from there. But yeah, maybe.
Especially if they're charging her for like part of wherever they're staying.
I know. Like if it's a resort or something like that.
Yeah, come on now.
Cow.
Like how do you break that down per person?
I want to know, have you ever had to have a crazy awkward conversation about money with someone?
That's pretty awkward when it's between like friends.
Yes.
And maybe they're even like more acquaintances. Maybe the kids are more friendly than the parents even are.
Maybe.
Maybe, and that's why that discussion wasn't had. But still,
I know.
This is a learning opportunity. She's going to have to suck it up, pay this as a stupid tax, like pay it off. But no, next time you have that conversation ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let us know the awkward conversation that you had to have with someone about money.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all know sometimes that can be very awkward.
Well, having the conversation after the fact is never going to be great.
Right. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. I would love to take your stories coming up. Those awkward conversations that you have to have sometimes about money. It's 99.7 DJX. So there was a mom that just allowed her daughter, 16-year-old daughter, to go on a trip with her friend to Costa Rica on like a family vacation, right?
Yeah.
And then when she got back, the family that she went on vacation with handed her a bill.
Like, yeah, for like all of it.
Yeah.
When, you know, I think naturally most people assume when you're invited that it's covered. Now, that said, mm-hmm. I think most of us have a conversation like, okay, how much do we need to
right.
cover?
Right.
And then you work that out before the trip.
What's the most awkward conversation that you've ever had regarding money? Got a message from a listener. Don't room with friends. A roommate of mine was constantly late in paying her portion of the rent.
Ooh.
I had to have that direct conversation with her.
Oh, gosh.
And it turned out that she then left. And we're no longer friends.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. I mean, when it's like, especially if it's like due every month,
well,
like
yeah,
rent.
But As the friend, though, you can't sit there and expect your friend to, like, cover it all the
time. Well, but
like,
if
you
it's...
You have to be a good roommate. You Hopefully know, you're sure. going into any situation wanting to be a good roommate.
Sure. But,
Don't
you know,
eat all the food and pay your rent on time.
It's one of those things that if, you know, maybe the first time it was like, oh, you know, I'm gonna be a little late on rent. Okay, all right, I'll cover the whole thing this time. But
if it's consistent.
But then it's like, then after that one time, it's like, okay, well, maybe she was all right with me doing it the one time.
Oh, boy. Jennifer says coworkers wanted to buy an expensive gift for a colleague, but it wasn't in my budget. Mm. Explaining my reasons for not contributing felt awkward. Plus, I didn't like her. There's less motivation.
Yay!
There.
Let's all
pretty penny.
Let's all go around and toss in a couple bucks for.
Yeah. I've got surgery on my spleen.
Yeah,
coming up.
I'm gonna have to keep some money back for that.
Sorry, I got bills coming up. Sorry. I'm gonna be a little short.
Oh,
Amanda
shoot.
Says, during a group dinner with friends, someone suggested splitting the bill evenly.
Uh-huh.
But I had only ordered a small salad. Others got steak and cocktails.
Oh, okay.
Speaking up, though, felt awkward, but necessary to avoid overpaying. So awkward, but I wasn't about to pay for Debbie's 4 margaritas.
Oh, shoot.
Sorry, Debbie the drunk. I'm not covering
you know,
your
that
4
is,
margs.
That is interesting because I remember... my wife and I had some friends that we would go out to eat with, like this is, several years ago at this point. But we would take turns like covering the check, like, you know, it'd be like, all right, you know, we'll cover it this week. And you know, the next time we go out, you know, you guys cover it. And it was kind of like that understood, like back and forth. And it was weird where it was like, we tried to keep things relatively even.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like from one time to the next. So it's like every time we go out, when we're treating, we're paying
double. You're going
double.
To Jeff Ruby's.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's like, all right, well, we're just going to Rafferty's. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyways.
So, yeah, that's always awkward when it comes to. And you just kind of assume that, especially in those situations, dinners out and all that kind of stuff, that it's just going to be like, we'll just... But I'll tell you what, we obviously, when we go out with friends, a lot of times, we just cover our own bills. Like, we're not grouping it all in.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a ginormous group, then sometimes it's easier, and then we'll just say, all right, we'll just, I don't know, Venmo you.
All right. Well, hey, good stories there. That's funny. But yeah, very awkward. We'll tweet the story out so you can see it on X at Ben and Kelly Show. Remember, the kid, her name's Chloe, and you probably don't know her by name, but you definitely have seen her face because
a child.
Yeah. Because she is the unimpressed toddler meme that's been going around for the better part of 10 years.
Yeah, she's sitting in a car seat. She's got a little purple shirt on. She's kind of giving a little side eye with little teeth sticking out like, what are you doing?
And so, maybe you've seen, maybe you haven't, but like the moment that led up to that, it was super quick and it was the parents basically filming the backseat of their car. You don't even know that Chloe's got a sister, but she does. And their parents were like, hey, we're going to Disney. Congratulations, you guys, we're going to Disney. And her sister freaks out, was like, oh my gosh! And that's when she made the face.
And she was 2 at the time.
Yeah.
So she's like, so she's going crazy.
Right, and she has no idea what Disney is.
Right,
and so
she's 2.
Right, exactly. So she's just like, okay. And so anyways, that was kind of the behind the scenes. And then the mom remembers, and she's now kind of talking about it. And
this was over 10 years ago,
right? Exactly. Over 10 years ago. And she's like, someone, screen grabbed that and put it on the internet, and they were out. And when they went to Disney, people started like wanting to take pictures with her.
She was like famous.
Yeah. And
she got famous real quick.
Right. And she realized, oh gosh. And then she got clued into why. Because how crazy would that be? You have no idea why these people are coming up and going, oh my gosh.
Yeah, she didn't make the GIF out
right.
of her daughter.
No,
like,
she
that
didn't.
That just happened.
Yeah. Yeah, the internet found it, created it, and so now it's out there, and they're taking.
Unfortunately, they did like start. They were able to make some money out of it. Like,
yeah,
a lot of times, you know, this happens. They're just the subject, but someone else takes it and then kind of owns it. But they were able to monetize it. And she said, you know, at the time we were kind of poor, and then we were like, what? We can pay some bills now. This is great.
Yeah, and I think remember like several years ago when the NFTs were a big thing.
Yeah,
she sold. That meme for as an NFT.
Oh, wow.
And so she was able to get, you know, tens of thousands of dollars for that.
That's not bad.
Right. So I don't know if she had made money before that or prior to that, but that was fairly recently, like within the past 5 years or so, she actually did that. But it's interesting because she was like, you know, by the time Chloe got older, you know, she was starting as a mom to kind of turn down offers to be on talk shows, to be interviewed and all that stuff because she was worried about the spotlight and what that would do and all that stuff. Because, man, you don't ever think about that sort of thing. But yeah, I just thought that was kind of fascinating where it was like, okay, 10 years ago, this kid just has a reaction to her sister on the news that they're going to Disney, which, by the way, they did end up getting like a trip from Disney.
Yeah.
For
they got to stay in Disneyland's dream suite. They got to go to New York City.
Yeah.
I mean, at so first she said she was just going to put it on Facebook. Yes. But then they urged people to put it on YouTube, and that ended up has gotten over 20 million views since it was posted in 2011.
Yes.
Like, it went crazy because it's just hysterical.
It's adorable.
It's an adorable toddler having a natural
reaction
mm-hmm. and it's just really, really funny.
Yeah. So anyway, so and then the mom, you know, she was like, hey, other than the money, I kind of had regrets there for a while.
Yeah.
And
people were wanting to take pictures with their toddler.
Oh,
it was just
yes,
like, that's
weird.
Really, yes, that's weird for strangers to be wanting to get pictures of your toddler. Like, you have to be really, you know, you'd have to be completely nervous about that. For
yeah,
sure.
For sure. We'll post up the story for you to take a look at and see what she looks like now. Because
yes.
She, I mean, doesn't look like the way she did then.
No, she's 12 now. And by the way, they got $74,000 in 2001.
Yeah.
When they sold it as an NFT. So $74,000.
Not 2021.
Yeah, 2021. Yes.
Right. All right. So yeah, we'll post it up at Ben and Kelly Show. Setting the bar time, Kelly, which is?
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in and just mostly just don't do this.
Yeah, you know, look, missing a plane or something like that is just terrible. This happened literally last month to my daughters. They were on a flight and it got delayed. And so, of course, snowball effect, they wound up missing their connecting flight.
Oh, no.
To get from, you know, Atlanta back to Louisville. And it was just a crazy hassle. You know, fortunately, they were able to get on the next plane and all that. Their luggage actually made it here before they did, which was kind of funny.
That's fun.
Yeah. But if you can manage to make it through the day without clinging on to the side of a train because it was leaving without you, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. You are not Tom Cruise in a Mission Impossible movie, sir.
No. He's actually a 40-year-old dude from Hungary, and he got on a bullet train.
Oh, gosh.
You know,
go fast.
I was going to say, in Europe, they have these trains that are, I mean, that's exactly what they say. Bullet trains. They go super fast. They go like 175 miles an hour, right?
Ooh.
And so he, the train stopped. It was a scheduled stop. And he jumped off to smoke a cigarette. And they closed the doors before got back on.
Oh, no.
So instead of like letting the train go, he was like, well, my luggage is on there.
I gotta catch that train.
That's right. So he jumped onto a bracket connecting the two train cars. You know, like almost like, what is it? Like the Polar Express.
Right. With the connector in between the cars. Yes.
Right. So he jumped on that as the train started going. The train got up to speeds of 175 miles an hour.
How long did he stay on?
He was on there until someone, I don't know how long it was.
20 miles.
About 20 miles.
It was 20 miles.
And so finally someone was like, saw him through the window and was like, there's a guy there.
Yeah, I don't think the guy's supposed to be traveling on the outside of the train.
Yeah, so the train stopped then, you know, to let him on. And then they realized, oh, he actually doesn't even have a ticket.
Oh, I was going to say that could be his loophole. Like, I have a ticket. I'm not trying to stow away.
No,
and just catch a free ride. He didn't even have a ticket.
He didn't even have a ticket. So he was catching a free ride until
that's a couple of don't do that.
Jumped out for a smoke and the train
He's
left.
He's lucky to be
him.
Alive.
Yes, I know. I know. That's the main thing.
Good Lord.
You know,
that's crazy.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day, I get sometimes things get delayed. You miss flights.
Or you miss didn't even a bus. Buy a ticket, yeah, but you need to get somewhere.
You don't try to hitch a ride with the vehicle.
On a bullet train.
Plane, whatever, to make it on. So that's your setting the bar story.
Wow, that's much.
Yep, on 99.70JX. Coming up next, though, 30 seconds is all it's going to take to explain how you, too, can survive being buried alive.
Nope, I want no part of it. Add that to my list of irrational fears.
All right, coming up next. So we've highlighted this account before, this Instagram account, Zach D Films. It was how to survive. Remember falling off a building?
Oh, yeah. I remember that now.
And then, and then you heard the...
You heard, aren't they kind of like animated illustrations?
Yeah, it's
right. Like, it's like, did we need this instructional video?
Right, it's like computer animated. It's so. Anyways, just in the more you know category,
the spirit of education, right. And training.
How to survive if you happen to be buried alive?
Oh dear, did you remember the 2010 film Buried, starring my boyfriend Ryan Reynolds?
Oh, yeah, that's what happened to him, right?
Yes, it's like an hour, 35 minutes of
him
pure
inside a thing.
Anxiety.
Yeah, wow.
Like, I'm still not recovering.
Well, plug your ears, Kelly, because if you find yourself still alive, but in a coffin and 6 feet under the ground, here's how you escape.
If you're buried alive, use your shirt to cover your mouth, which will filter the dust.
Okay, that's... okay. Point number
Great.
One.
I'm shirtless. All Let's right. keep going.
All right.
Then focus on breaking the coffin open with small controlled movements.
Okay. There you go. Small controlled movements. Break the coffin open. Now, what's this going
to
do?
If you manage to break through, try to move the rushing dirt towards the empty spaces at your feet.
There's no empty spaces. There's just no empty spaces. First of all, if it's he was in like a pine box, which maybe might work in this scenario, but if you're in a traditional coffin, no one's breaking through.
Kelly.
Oh, sorry. Am I already poking too many holes in his theory?
Okay. Like the coffin, you need to poke a hole in it. All right.
Got it.
Working your way up the sides. Mm. Then slowly sit up. As the dirt falls, continue to push it into the coffin until you can stand up.
Okay, so now they're saying,
you're
all right.
You're still 6 feet under.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So now what?
Then start pushing the dirt upwards and out of the grave.
Oh, sure.
And that's all you do.
That sounds perfectly
doable. That's all you do. That's all you do.
No, if we learned anything from that movie, it doesn't work out well.
Oh, see, I've never seen it.
Spoiler alert, sorry.
Gosh, sorry, Kelly.
Sorry, spoiler alert from a 2010 movie. It doesn't work out well.
Great. Now I'm going to have to return it on Netflix.
Like, just I should just maybe comment on this video and say, refer to the 2010 movie starring Ryan Reynolds.
Right?
It's not going to work.
Anyways.
Love, Kelly.
Enjoy. I always enjoy the thirst for, you know, education and knowledge. And
I don't think that one's going to be viable. Let's just try to avoid being buried alive and then
there you go.
There.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Let's just try to avoid that.
We could avoid that too. All right.
Also, I'm adding that to my list of irrational fears.
Yes. Yes.
Being buried alive. Top of my list now.
Yes. Thanks to Zach D Films. Appreciate that. It's 99.70JX. I don't know how much we want to actually read into this. It's 99.70JX. But I just verified it, but Justin Bieber just unfollowed Hailey Bieber.
What?
On Instagram.
What?
Again, I don't know how much.
What?
Easy. I don't know how much we want to read into this or not.
We're not reading anything into it.
It could just be because he's getting ready to release music and it's a little attention getter.
Yes. You know, you got our attention, sir.
Sometimes artists will like wipe their social media clean. You're like,
listen,
what,
you
what
know people are noticing this.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
if you go to Justin Bieber's Instagram,
I'm going
and,
right now.
And you go to following, and you and you type in Haley. Haley Knox music is the only thing that comes up.
I'm not really fully on board with all this yet. Okay, so where do I go? But, followers, 294 million. No, no, it's easy. No, following 804.
Yeah, following. Okay. Right, right, following. Right, right, right.
Okay,
right.
Haley.
I love how you just don't. I love how you just don't believe me.
I don't. I didn't want to believe it.
Okay, all right.
But you're right. Haley but again, Knox music I don't, is the only Haley he's following.
Right. I don't want to necessarily read into this.
Okay, wait. I'm going into Haley Bieber's Instagram
now. She's following him. She's following him.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So she is following him. He unfollowed her. So again, I don't want to sit here and speculate, but, you know, that's okay. Just a fact that we all noticed here.
Do
because
we need to send a wellness check out?
Well, he just recently posted on his stories, I don't know.
Like shirtless in the snow or something, wasn't he?
A couple days ago where it was like another one of those lovey-lovey posts for Haley. And it was like, you're the most important person ever.
It was like, 2 days ago. Two days ago, they're ice skating together. It's fine. We're fine. And then, yes, he's running in his underwear and socks in the snow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. Anyways, like I said, I'm thinking it's probably just to get attention for some new music that he's releasing, which that would be amazing.
Yes.
We're fine.
Two days ago. We're ice skating together. We're fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. All right. So
we're fine.
If you missed anything from the show, we did talk about irrational fears a couple times.
And, we did.
And Kelly identified being buried alive as another one.
Yes, that is now the top of my list.
That she can add to. We did get another kind of update from Anna, who we talked to a couple weeks ago, and she had reached back out. And anyways, it's a back and forth. It's about her husband and him.
Well, she was kind of getting skewered. Like, people were like, you're being cruel. You're not supporting him when he's, like, depressed. He's clearly depressed,
right,
being out of work and all the things. And it kind of made it seem like it was maybe a couple of weeks or maybe a couple of months. She did actually message back after hearing that segment and wanted to add the timeline. He's been out of work for 8 months.
Okay. All right. So then I asked
about the therapy. And she said insurance through my job would cover therapy for me. Not sure it would cover it for his, but she says, I have been talking to him about therapy for months with pushback every time. I can't force him to go, but I can't live like this forever.
Okay.
Which I feel like adds, I think that changes what people would think about this, because I think people are jumping to conclusions if they thought it was only a couple of weeks. It's been 8 months. So how long are we letting him wallow without needing to pick himself up by his bootstraps and be willing to get therapy? If he's not even wanting to fix it himself, how much longer is he supposed to hang out?
So a lot of stuff on the show to catch up on. Podcast, WDGX.com. Tap, listen. That about do it. What else, Kelly?
Woo! I think that's it.
Oh, right.
Also, we started the show with my car accident, so you can hear about that too.
Oh, yeah.
On the podcast.
Yeah, on the podcast.
That's
right.
Fun.
Kelly's okay. Everybody's okay.
I'm fine. We're right. fine. All Everybody right. walked away. We're fine. It was scary, but we're fine.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.